And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A discussion between Canada's Prime Minister and Ukraine's President.
Zelensky made his remarks in a speech to the Parliament in Canada.
Freedom will be the winner. Justice will be the winner. You can know this for sure about us, because you know for sure about yourself that you would never submit to evil.
The Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been one of the most vocal supporters of Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion of February 2022. Shortly before Zelensky spoke, Trudeau said Canada would be offering an extra $650 million Canadian in military aid over 3 years to supply Ukraine with 50 armored vehicles. Ottawa would also send trainers to help Ukrainian pilots on Western F-16 fighter jets. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Meanwhile, China is insisting that the United States needs to cut back on sanctions on Syria.
The meeting in China gave a boost to the long-ostracized Syrian leader, who has sought to return to the global stage after a brutal civil war in his country. Now, Syria desperately needs foreign investment for its infrastructure and industry. Its dire economic situation has triggered protests in the country's south, where crowds have called for Assad's removal. Xi Jinping told Assad that China would help Syria to rebuild its ruined economy and counter domestic unrest by upgrading ties to a strategic partnership. But analysts doubt that Chinese firms will rush back to Syria, as they would risk becoming entangled in U.S. sanctions, which could freeze the assets of anyone dealing with the country.
That is Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is a deal making a movement, and in the situation with Haiti, in which Kenya may now be involved in trying to instill some sort of peace there.
Kenya will lead a multinational effort to help restore peace.
Mr. President, so good to see you.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken walks across the room to shake the hand of Kenyan President William Ruto Thursday at the United Nations, just a few hours before Ruto said this before the UN General Assembly.
The cry of our brothers and sisters who were the first people to win their struggle for freedom from colonial tyranny has reached our ears and touched our hearts.
So far, Jamaica and the Bahamas have offered to assist Kenya. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News at the United Nations.
A NASA space capsule carrying a sample of rocky material plucked from the surface of an asteroid 3 years ago hurtled toward Earth this weekend, headed for a fiery plunge through the atmosphere and a parachute landing in the Utah desert on Sunday. Weather forecasts were favorable, and the robotic spacecraft OSIRIS-REx was on course to release a sample return capsule for final descent as planned, with no further adjustments to its flight path needed. That's according to NASA officials.
The federal inquiry follows up to 20 other state probes into COVID-19 in Australia. Experts hope the new inquiry will provide a comprehensive nationwide assessment of Australia's response to the pandemic. Only federal government decisions, not those of state and territory authorities, will be scrutinised. Opposition lawmakers have said the probe, therefore, will not go far enough. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Nagorno-Karabakh separatists were negotiating the end of their long struggle against Azerbaijani rule on Saturday, surrendering their weapons after a lightning government offensive. And the ceasefire, or if it holds, it will mark the end of a conflict between the rivals, Armenia and Azerbaijan, that has raged off and on through the three decades since the collapse of the Soviet Union. On Friday, Moscow confirmed that rebels had surrendered their first weapons, and the process is expected to continue through the weekend with the help of Russian peacekeepers. Germany, meanwhile, called for the rights of the residents of the mountainous region to be guaranteed as concern grew in the international community over the plight of the many Armenian-speaking civilians there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.